What? Numbers in this number are not being connected.
Okay.
That was a mistake on it. Try once more. Okay, so just start this one then. Okay. Torreway, Northwest London, Monday the 7th of October, Ches Tishri, Dayan Shmuel Simons. Subject is Hamelech HaKodosh.
Good morning, thank you very much. Dobar v'itoy matoiv. As we know, we're starting Naseh Shemek Shuvah. Chazal were massacred in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shmoneh Esher. One has to say Hamelech HaKodosh. It's a Gemara in Brochus and Daf Yubeis on the base end of the first period. The concept of Hamelech HaKodosh, Rashi says over there in the Gemara, Yubeis on the base, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mare Malchusoi Lishboit Esa'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king the whole year around. There's no specifically he's a king on the 10 days, Dafka on the 10 days. But the rest of the year we don't see clearly the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yosef B'din, on the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he tells us, he shows us that his Mare Malchusoi Lishboit Esa'olam, it's at that time that we see, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, and that's why we declare Melech HaKadosh. The idea behind it, I think, is it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he informs us and he tells us that he's judging us and he shows us his malchus. It's well known, the Baltimore and Yisrael Salanta, the Medrash tells us the David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Oiri is a Rosh Hashanah, V'Yishi is a Yom HaKippurim. David HaMelech compares Rosh Hashanah to Oir, a bright light that illuminates us the way. And the Yeshua comes on Yom Kippur when we have Slicha V'Chapor for all our Averis. Rabbi Sol Salanta explains a Medrash. He says, if you would ask me, says Rabbi Sol Salanta, which way round should it be? Should first HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge us, even with all our Averis? And only then, after we've been judged with a Rachmon on Islam, with a bad judgment, then we start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for tshuva for the 10 days and we get Sikh Mechaporah. It doesn't really make sense. Better would have been the other way around. Firstly, we should ask forgiveness and atonement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Slicha V'Chaparah. Then when we've got rid of all our various and we've got atonement for our various, then we should go and get din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should first be Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should first forgive us and then we should go. Says Rabbi Sol Salanta, if a person will go the whole year round, he's living in this world, in his gashmias, in his physical world, and from one day to the next, it has to be expected to ask for kapra from Averis, nobody could do it. We just not haven't got that mindset to be able to suddenly say, Slicha B'Chaparah, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiveness. No person would be able to do it. No person would be able to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Slicha B'Chaparah. It's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first judges us on this physical world, on health, on parnosa, on everything which we can adapt to, which we can understand. We're on the same wavelength. We can talk about judging us for the next year for our parnosa, for our health. That gives us a little bit of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mare Malchus HaKadosh Olam. And once we have the Pachad Adin, then we can already move up another Madrega and talk about all our various that we've done. That although Chas V'Sholem, if we had a bad Pesach on Rosh Hashanah, at least we understand what it's about, then we can ask the Slicha V'Chaparah on Yom HaKippurim. L'David Hashem Oiri, the Yom HaDin HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging us for our physical bodies, for our health and our panos and our families and everything else, that's the oiri, that gives us the light that we can see the Yad Hashem, we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshem Umare Malchusoy, and with that we can go to Yom HaKippur, and then we can now, we're on the Madrega, where we can now appreciate how bad our Averis are and our Sikh B'Chapur. But I think that's the concept of HaMelech HaKadosh, where actually says Mare Malchusoy. Lehalocha, I'd like to speak about Dvar Halocha and HaMelech HaKadosh. Lehalocha, the majority of Rishonim say that if Chas V'Sholom somebody misses out, he forgets to say HaMelech HaKadosh in Shmoneh Esher, he's got to go back and daven again. Just as the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch Medayek, the Gemara says La Yotza. Just as if somebody would daven Shmoneh Esher and he would skip out Atzer Chayinim Urufayinu, if he'd skip out a whole bracha, he hasn't davened. Then if he remembers the end of davening, he's got to start all over again. So during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaMelech HaKadosh is part of the Nusach of Shmoneh Esher. The whole year round it's okay, HaKadosh. Here it's HaMelech HaKadosh. And if you say it wrongly, you have to go back. That's the opinion of the majority of Rishonim, that if you miss a HaMelech HaKodesh, you have to go back. However, the Motcha brings a shit. He says, no, you don't have to go back. And he brings a very clear raya that surely one doesn't have to go back if you forgot to say HaMelech HaKodesh. As we know, that on Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalev Yavoi. If you miss a Yalev Yavoi, you have to go back, because you didn't daven properly. On Shabbos, you have to talk about Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you have to talk about Yom Tov. And if you don't do it, you have to go back. But Purim, Chanukah, you have to say Al HaNisim. If you don't say it, you don't go back. On Etanis, you have to say Aleinu. If you don't say it by mistake, you don't go back. What's the difference? At the end of the day, it's one Takonis Chazal. It's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara says, learns up from a pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, that it's a chiv to mention Me'en Amru'ura on the Shemone Esrof. Any day in the year which is different than all other days, such as Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tanesim, you're mechuyev to describe the day Me'en Amru'ura in that Shemone Esrof. And if you forget it, you haven't done correctly. It's all one source. That a chiv to mention the type of the day in Ravesa, not only in Shemone Esrof, in benching as well. Yet, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shchedesh, if you miss out, you go back. Chanukah, Purim, and Tanais, you don't go back. What's the difference? And the answer is very simple. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara quotes a Braisa there, which says clearly that a Yom Sheyesh Boi Musaf, it's an interesting chiluk, a Yom Sheyesh Boi Musaf, a day when there's a Musaf davening, such as Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shchedesh, you have to say Mena Murah, and if you didn't say it, you haven't been Yetzis Mena Esra, you have to go back. So on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shchedesh, you go back. Yom Sheim Boi Musaf, like Tanesim, and we shouldn't say Chanukah and Purim as well. It's a Yom Sheim Boi Musaf. What it seems from the Gemara there is a criteria is it a Yom Sheyesh Boi Musaf, Yom Sheim Boi Musaf? The idea behind it is that a Yom Sheyesh Boi Musaf is the actual day has got Kedusha to it. It's intrinsically different than all the other days of the year. Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shchedesh, which has got Musaf, and it's a Yom Kodesh, the actual day is intrinsically different, and therefore the Chiv to mention Shmuel Esra is much more intrinsic in Shmuel Esra, and if you don't mention Tzir Yalevi Yavoi, you haven't benched properly, you haven't done properly, you have to go back. Whereas Chanukah and Purim and Tanesim is a Yom Sheim by Musaf. So although there's Mitzvah Hayom on Chanukah, there's Mitzvah Hayom on Purim and Tanesim, but the day is not intrinsically different. There's no Kedusha. We don't say Shechion on the day for Chanukah and Purim. We say Shechion on the Mitzvah, not on the day. There's no Kedusha in the day. And therefore, although you're Mechuyev to mention Al HaNisim, that's a chiyuv, but you can't say that the Shemone Esrei is different, therefore you don't go back. But that's a clear cut, and that's how we paskin. Say the Rishonim. Yeah.
That's a rule, then Rosh Chodesh is a problem.
Yeah, Yom Shish Pamusaf.
Yom Shish Pamusaf, you don't have to go back.
When?
What?
Well, again.
Rosh Chodesh, yes, but not eventually.
Because there's no Chiyuv Sudo. There's no Chiyuv Sudo.
Because of that.
It's a, yeah.
Friend. You need to go back by Rosh Chodesh.
For Shemone Esrei, yes.
By day,
by night, then you catch Rosh Chodesh by Laila.
We have to have a Sudo. If you don't want to miss him, the Sudo.
You don't go back.
Well, you have to have a Sudo.
No, you don't have to wash. That's the chiluk. Say to Rishonim, HaMelech HaKodesh. What's HaMelech HaKodesh? HaMelech HaKodesh is a haskon all the 10 days to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Those are Yomim She'en Bo'en Musaf. I know Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Yom She'yesh Bo'en Musaf. By the end of the day, the Chiv HaMelech HaKodesh has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You say it on all the 10 days. How can it be that all the 10 days, if you miss it out, you have to go back? When surely it's a Yom She'en Bo'en Musaf. The days of Aseh Siyum and Teshuvah are not intrinsically anywhere different than the other days of the year. There's no Kedusha, there's no Musaf. So although Chazal were mechayev you to say HaMelech HaKodesh, but says a Motcha, but there's no reason to go back. Why should it be different than Chanukah Purim? It's a Yom She'en Bo'en Musaf, you shouldn't go back. That's the Kash of the Motcha. I'd like to suggest an answer, why it is a HaMelech HaKodesh we have to go back, and that's how we pass them. As I mentioned to you, the Gemara in Sukkah says that there's a chiyuv to mention the day in Shmuel Esra on all days that are different. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the Gemara in Sukkah Membov, that you always have to mention what's called Me'en Hamu'ura. You have to describe the day in the Shmuel Esra. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, and that seems to be the source for mentioning all the Hosafos we have in Shmuel Esra and benching. All days of the year that are different, including Chanukah Purim, that's the source. I think there's another source, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Mishnah in Tarnis. The Mishnah in Tarnis begins, interesting way, it's talking about the Chiyuv of mentioning Mashiv HaRuach. From when do we start mentioning Gevurah Geshomim, Mashe V'Ruach, in Shmoyne Esrei? Says the Gemara, Mas, a very interesting question. The Mishnah starts Me'ei Masai, from when do we start? Surely you have to know there's a Chiv to mention Mashe V'Ruach. If you say Me'ei Masai, from when do you start? First the Mishnah should tell us there's a Chiv to mention Mashe V'Ruach, and then you can start discussing from when do you start. But if you don't know there's a Chiv, the same Gemara we have in Brochus Daf Beis, we're starting in Brochus Daf Beis soon. Me'ei Masai Kone Shema Ba'arvis. Says the Gemara, first tell me there's a Chiv. Don't start the first Mishnah in Shas. First tell me there's a Chiv Krishma, and then you can tell Me'emesai. So there the Gemara answers, you know where the Chiv Krishma is? It's a Pasuk. Over Shachbach, over Kumecha. So everybody knows there's a Chiv Krishma. So the Tana starts, Me'emesai Krishma. But what do you do here, Me'emesai Maskin Gvus Kishomim? First tell me there's a Chiv to mention Gvus Kishomim. And for the Gemara, you know whether I know the Makor of Mashavurach, a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos. There's a Mishnah in Brachos that says that you mention Mashe V'Ruach and Shmoyne Esrei. So the Chiyuv we know from the Mishnah in Brachos, and we jump to the Mishnah in Tanis, and the Gemara says, when you start saying Gevurah Geshomim, we know we start on Shmoyne Esrei. Says the Gemara, I'm not happy with that. Don't tell me that the Tana knew the Chiyuv to Mashe V'Ruach and Shmoyne Esrei in Masechtas Brachos. Because Masechtas Brachos is in Seder Zroim, here in the middle of Seder Moed. It's unlikely that the Tana in Seder Moed would be relying on the Mishnah in Seder Zroim, in Brochus. Says, Mo, you're right. How do we know there's a Chiyuv Maskin Gevurah Geshomim? Not necessarily for the Mishnah in Brochus, a Mishnah in Moed. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Abo Rosh Hashanim Heim, there's four Rosh Hashanahs in the year. As we know, Rosh Hashanah Tishri, when people get judged. On Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah LeGeshomim. So we've got the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah, a Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah LeGeshomim. So on the back of that Mishnah in Moed, now the Tana says, Me'emosai Maskir in Gevurah Geshomim. Rabbi said, that's the Teretz of the Gemara, that the Tana in Tanis was so much on the Tana in Rosh Hashanah. What does he say in Tana Rosh Hashanah? That Abba Rosh Hashanah him. Rabbi said, the Gemara doesn't make sense in the Mitzvah Asakasha. All you see in Rosh Hashanah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world on Sukkot for rain. But we still don't know there's a chiv to be maski gavurus kashomim. You have to find a Mishnah that says there's a chiv to be maski gavurus kashomim. The Mishnah in Brachos Sigmar wasn't happy with. So find me another Mishnah which talks about the chiv haskor, not that Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us. Chiv haskor. When you find me a Mishnah that says there's a chiv haskor, I can start wondering from when you start saying it. But where have you seen the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? The Ritva is a kasha, and he's got different pshat more. But if you look at Rashi, I've got Rashi here in Tanis, but Rashi says an unbelievable yisod. You have a look at Rashi in Daf Beis. Rashi says, you know what you see in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us for rain on Sukkot, Rabbi Yisai? Svara de nafshei. It's logical that a person should then daven and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find favor in his eyes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, part of our bakosha should be to ask for rain. Yeah. It's logical. All you need to know is, you only need to know there's a chiyuv of askos geshomim. You only have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshev Bedin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us. Once you know Hashem is judging us, then it's logical, it's auto, everybody knows that you have to be saying, you have to find favor in Hashem's eyes. Hashem's judging us for rain, so we have to find favor. If you have to find favor, we have to daven Mashiv Ruach and Moed HaGeshem.
Why all the winter fruit?
What?
Why do we need it to say?
Because the din carries on right l'choy, right through to Pesach. The Akkadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev Din, but we need the schosim right along. L'choy. But Rashi says it clear. Look at the Rashi over there. Svar de nafshehu, that a person should be meratze to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Gevurah Geshomim. That's the yisrael what comes out of the Gemara in Talis. To my mind, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshu B'din on Sukkot for rain, and it's a svar that we should have to find favor's eyes in Davon, that would be a source for Mashiv, for V'hamelech HaKadosh in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us from our Seisim Eid Shuvah and all our Seisim Eid Shuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshev Adin. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Chodesh Tishri to Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshev Adin, then it's a swear that we should have to, even without the dinner me'ena meruah Rabbi Yisai. Forget the dinner me'ena meruah. It's a svar, it's logical. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yesh Bein, we have to be find favor in his eyes, we have to be meratzeh him, that we HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, that he should daven for us. And that could be the source for HaMelech HaKadosh, besides the concept of me'ena meruah. Of course, there's a chiv to say Amen Amuro. These are the days of Chanukah, Purim, and Tanesim, Shabbos, and Shredish. You have to mention the day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marim Malchusa. But even without the din of Marim of Me'en Amuro, there's another Makar. Simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua B'din, just as you say, Nashav Ruach, from Sukkot onwards till Pesach, Hu Adin, we have to daven and say HaMelech HaKadosh on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua B'din. It comes out that there's a second Makor to say HaMelech HaKadosh. And if you look in the Mishnah, you'll never find a Mishnah that mentions HaMelech HaKadosh. It's a Gemara. The Gemara is the first one that introduces the concept of HaMelech HaKadosh. Why in that Mishnah we rarely find Amoraim who have their own Nekud and Mechadosh Takonis? It should be a Tan in a Mishnah somewhere in Brochus or Rosh Hashanah to say we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And then the Gemara will discuss it. We don't find it. The answer is that it's logical. It's logical because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua B'din, just as the Gemara says in Tanis Agabe, Mashiv Ruachom El Hageshem, once we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua B'din on Sukkot for rain, we have to say Mashiv Ruach. So Hu Adin, it's logical that HaMelech, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, even without Me'en Amuro. So now if we start wondering, what happens if somebody forgets HaMelech HaKadosh? So if the chiv will only be me'en amuro, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chanukah, Purim, then you just look at it. Is it a yom sheyesh bo musaf? Is it a yom shein bo musaf? If it's a yom sheyesh bo musaf, you go back, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shredish. If it's a yom shein bo musaf, like Chanukah, and Purim, and Talism, you don't go back. But the way we're explaining them that HaMelech HaKadosh is not only from that halacha Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, where they become an intrinsic part of the Nusach Shemini Esra. It's a svara Rabbeisai that a person has to be Mavakish Rachma, has to be Meratzit Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the source of HaMelech HaKadosh more than Me'en Amuro. For that, nothing to do with Me'en Amuro. That's a svara which Chazal understood. There was no chilah between Yem Sheish Ben Musaf, Yem Shein Ben Musaf. This is a time when if for rain, we have to say Mashiach Meruach, what? Yes, absolutely. The Tana felt it was posh, you have to say. You don't even need a Tana to be misakin it. It's posh that there is a takona to say it. It's not, Me'en Amuro depends on whether the day's got Kiddush or not. If it hasn't got Kiddush, you don't go back. But here, if it's a svar, you have to say it, that becomes a Nusach HaTfilah. What?
Like
Mashiach Ruach. Let's ask a kasha. Mashiach Ruach also you can ask a kasha. Why do you go back? It's nothing to Me'en Amuro. It's a svara that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Bedin, that's a part of Al Kochoch when they're on the second Shemen Esau, that's a part of the Nusach. There's no Mokam Lachana whether Yen Shish Be Musa Yen Shish Be Musa. It's a time we have to be Meratzah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him.
And
what? Only because we say HaKelam, now Nusach, we say HaMelech as well. Melech Oyetzloch or Mishpat. If somebody has got Nusr Lama, then you have to go back.
Yes.
In the reading of the Gemara, both HaMelech Mishpat and Melech, and Shulchan Aruch says you have to go back. The Shemur says, without Nusr, Melech Oyetzloch or Mishpat, that's fine. But that's the Makor for HaMelech HaKadosh besides Me'en Amuro. With that, I think we can understand a very difficult psak of the Chayei Adam, which the Mishpat struggles to understand. The Mechai Odom in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah brings a very interesting psak from somebody called Reb Avli Pasvala. Not many people have heard of Reb Avli Pasvala. He was at St. John, the day after the Gaon. He was the Abbezin of Vilna. And the Chayei Odom quotes a psak of his. Interesting is that I saw once the stipler says that when he died, he left over 200 sacks of Chiddush Torah. They were never published. And the stipend says, unfortunately, that's why you don't publish for him. The only chidushim we have left from him is the psak that the Chayei Odom quotes in his name for Leil Rosh Hashanah. Recently, about 30 years ago, they did discover some of his chidushim. They published the sefer of his psakim. I'll call upon him. Chayei Odom brings a psak from Avi Pasvala. Let me explain you the psak, the background to it. It's very simple. Rosh Chodesh, we have to say Yalevi Yov, as we mentioned. Shchedish, we have to say Yalevi Yov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have to say Yalevi Yov. If somebody forgets to say Yalevi Yov in davening on the Shchedish, he has to go back. It's a Yen Shiesh by Musaf. Rabbi Sa, on the Shchedish by night, if a person forgets Yalevi Yov, he does not go back. Although it's a Yen Shiesh by Musaf. Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you don't say Shabbos Yom Tov, whether it's by day, whether it's by night, you go back. Rosh Chodesh is an exception for some reason. If you don't say Yalav Yom Tov by night, you don't go back. What's the reason? The Gemara says in Brochus, because Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh Balaylo. They've never sanctified the moon by night. They always waited to the following morning. So it seems that Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, there isn't so much Kedushas Rosh Chodesh by night. So Avad Etzir Yom Shiyesh by Musaf. And you have to say Yalav Yoma. And if you forget Yalav Yoma, you have to go back. But that's only by day. By night, there's Eimer Kachin Achidesh Balaylo. There's not so much Kedusha Sachidesh by night. And if somebody forgets Yalav Yoma, he doesn't go back. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, he brings some Shem and say, incredible. Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shchedesh. So if the night of a Shchedesh, it's not Ma'akiv the Haskara, then if somebody would daven a weekday Shmoyne Esra on Rosh Hashanah by night, he also wouldn't have to go back. There's no Kedushas HaChodesh by night. So Rosh Hashanah, which is Tolo on Rosh Chodesh, there also won't be Kedushas HaChodesh, Kedushas Rosh Hashanah on the night of Rosh Hashanah. By day, if you miss out, or say a weekday Shmoyne Esra, Avad you have to go back. It's a Yom Sheish by Musaf. But by night, like Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Pele de Kezach, Rabbi Yonah brings some Rishonim. Rabbi Yonah disagrees vehemently. He says there's no comparison between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh is an Issa Kal, it's Kedusha Kalo, there's no Kedusha Sachidish Balaino. Rosh Hashanah is much more Chomo, there's an Issa Melocha, there's Kedusha. Although a Mekash Nachidish Balaino, Rosh Hashanah applies by night as much as it applies by day. And it's when Mekabel Yontuf, and if somebody has Rosh Hashanah would say a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Rosh Hashanah by night, although in Mekash Nachidish Balaino, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, if you forget the Alev Yoveh by night, he wouldn't go back. But on Rosh Hashanah, there's Rosh Hashanah by night, as much by day, you have to go back. And that's how we paskin. That if somebody davens Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah by night, a weekday Shemoneh Esra, he's got to go back. There's Kedusha Sa Rosh Hashanah by night. Although had it been Rosh Chodesh, he wouldn't have to go back. Comes the Chayei Adam and says, you're right. That if you daven a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Rosh Hashanah by night, you have to go back. There's Rosh Hashanah and everything. But HaMelech HaKodesh, if a person would daven a Yom Tov Shemoneh Esra on Rosh Hashanah by night, he says everything. He says Vatiten Lon, he says Yalev Yovoi. But he never said HaMelech HaKodesh, there he won't have to go back. Although we paskin, if you don't say HaMelech HaKodesh, during Ases you make sure you go back. But on the night of Rosh Hashanah, for some reason, he says you don't go back because Ein Mekadshin HaChodesh Balaila. Again, Ein Mekadshin HaChodesh Balaila. So again, if you say a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Rosh Hashanah by night, Avad, you have to go back. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's no comparison, there's Kedushas Rosh Hashanah. But for some reason, Ein Mekadshin HaChodesh Balaila says, as long as you said a Yom Tov Shemoneh Esra, even if you didn't say a Melech HaKodesh, you don't go back on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and that's how the Chayei Adam paskens. You must say Yom Tov Davening on Rosh Hashanah by night, and if you don't say it, you've got to go back with the Yom Shiyesh by Musaf. But HaMelech HaKodesh, you believe how you don't go back. Why do Ein Mekadshin HaChodesh Balaila? Rabbi say it doesn't make sense, this psak of Abli Pasfada. It's the only psak we have, and it doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, you need a Yom Tov davening. It's a Yom Sheish Ben Musaf. You have to daven properly. And if you didn't daven properly, you go back. So why should HaMelech HaKodesh be any different? There's two tshuvas, one from the Binyan Shlomo, who was a Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, who lived just before the war in Vilna. And the Igros Moshe and Moshe Feinstein, they both say together pshat in a Babli Pasvara. They say, no question about it, Rosh Hashanah by night is as important as Rosh Hashanah by day. You have to daven Yom Tov davening. But HaMelech HaKodesh, they say like this. HaMelech HaKodesh, why do you say HaMelech HaKodesh? Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Mara Malchus HaKodesh Baruch Hu judges us. When does HaKodesh Baruch Hu begin to judge us? Who said that? Yeah, he judges us from Rosh Hashanah, right till Yom Kippur. But when does it begin? Does it begin when we mekadosh Yom Tov by night? He brings a gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf ches, tiku b'chei l'shefo, b'kesim chen ki chayk l'yisod u mishpot elekei Yaakov, that we compare the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to din, that ein HaKadosh, to Kiddush HaChodesh, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshev b'din, ad she mekadoshim bezdin es HaChodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sit on his throne of din until Beis Din HaMekadosh HaChodesh. That means the Kedushas HaChodesh of Rosh Chodesh only kicks in a day. Rosh Hashanah starts by night. You have to daven a Yom Tov davening. But the din, the judgment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits down is only by day. Memele, says Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Binyan Shlomo, when it comes to Yom Tov is by day and by night. We have to mention Yom Tov, and if we miss out, we have to go back. But when it comes to HaMelech HaKodesh, which is to, what HaMelech HaKodesh is connected to the fact that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Yeshu Badin, that really only kicks in by day. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Yoshev Badin by day. The Yontzev starts by night. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Badin by day. And the Mele, they say, that's Pshatin Ababi Pasvala. Yontzev starts by night. And therefore you have to mention Yontzev. But as far as HaMelech HaKadosh is concerned, that you only have to mention by day, really. Because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Badin. By night we mention Lechatchila. But if somebody, he davened Yontzev, he said Yalev Yoba, he said Vatitan Lonu. He just didn't say HaMelech HaKodesh, Nishkefanach, but HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't begin his din till the following morning. Once he starts his din, till after Yom Kippur, you have to say HaMelech HaKodesh. That's how they explain the Pesach of Abi Pasval. The HaMelech HaKodesh is neged the din. Now, both sides, they don't explain, but I think it needs a little bit more hesbom. It's true that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is not Yeshev Badin, but we're still mechuyav to say Yalev Yoba by night. Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. Yom Teruah Hina Mikoyei Kodesh. When is Yom Teruah? When do we blow Shofar? We blow Shofar only by day. When is a Yom HaZikaron? Hashem is only Zichron, Zichronus is only by day. Yet, we mention Yom HaZikaron, Yom Teruah, Me'en HaMeruah by night as well. If it's a Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, we have to talk about the Yom Tov. It's true that the actual din is by day. Tkiyah Shofar is only by day. Zichronus is by day. But it's a day of blowing Shofar. It's a day of Zichronos. It's a day of Din. So Meisha Feinstein and Shema read that Kodesh Baruch is actually Yeshu B'din by day. But the Yom, it's a Yom HaDin ready by night, like it's a Yom Teruah. What's the difference when it comes to Yom HaDin, Yom Zikaron, Yom Teruah? We have to talk about it on the night of Yom Tov. Because although we only blow Shofar by day, it's a day of the Mitzvah Shofar. And that's included in Me'en HaMeruah. Whereas Din, you only really need to mention by day. And I think the answer is exactly as we mentioned before. That there's two reasons why we say HaMelech HaKodesh. One is because it's Me'en HaMeruah. Yom Tov needs to speak about Yom Teruah. And the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have to speak about the days that HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yeshu B'din. But there's another reason. There's a Gemara in Tanis, it's a Svara. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev B'din, we have to ask, we have to be meratz in front of him. We have to find favor in his eyes. Rabbi Yisai, as me'en HaMeruah, you're right. The day is a day of din. That day of din starts on the night before. But it's a Yom She'en Bo Musaf, Rabbi Yisai. HaMelech HaKadosh is a Yom She'en Bo Musaf. Yom Teruah and Yom HaZikaron and Yom Teruah is a Yom She'esh Bo Musaf. We have to mention it by night. We have to talk about Shoshana by night. And if we forget it, we must go back. When it comes to HaMelech HaKodesh, you don't need to go back, because Yomim Shein Ben Musaf. HaMelech HaKodesh, as far as Me'en HaMeruah is concerned, it's throughout the 10 days of Aseh Shemek Shuvah. Those are Yomim Shein Ben Musaf. For that, you wouldn't have to go back. The only reason why we go back for HaMelech HaKodesh is because of the Gemara in Tarnis. And that's nothing to do with Me'en HaMeruah. That's simply that it's a logic that when HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Yeshiv B'din, we have to be Meratzah to him. That's where Moshe Feinstein kicks in. That chiyuv is not Me'en HaMeruah, we have to describe the day. That's a local halacha that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev B'din, we have to say HaMelech HaKodesh. So although Me'en HaMeruah is by night and by day, so we say Yom Teruah by night as well, we have to go back if it's a Yom She'esh Bo Musaf, and if it's a Yom She'esh Bo Musaf, we don't go back. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah is a Yom She'esh Bo Musaf. If we don't talk about Yom Tov, we go back. As far as HaMelech HaKodesh is concerned, if it would only be Me'en HaMeruah, we wouldn't have to go back not by night and not by day. But there's another Chiyuv HaMelech HaKodesh, the Gemara in Tarnis, nothing to do with Me'en HaMeruah. That doesn't depend on a Yom, that depends on when HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we have to find favor in his eyes when he's Yeshu B'din. When is he Yeshu B'din? Only the following morning. The morning when Bezra Mekadosh HaKodesh, that's when Yeshu B'din. That is only Mechayev that we actually say HaMelech HaKodesh when he's Yeshu B'din, which is in the morning. So from the morning onwards, till after Yom Kippur, when HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Yeshu B'din, we have to be Meratzah. Although, and there's no reason to be Meratzah by night. Although Me'en HaMeruah is by night, But this chiyuv, which is learned from the Gemara in Tanis, which is logical, that at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Hachim Miratza, that clearly is only the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshiv B'din, that Tzchak HaMachayev has to go back if we forget it, but that's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshiv B'din, says the Mesha Feinshev Shem HaKim Mevilna, Hashem is only Yeshiv B'din by day, and that for the real chiyuv of HaMelech HaKadosh, in so much so that we have to go back, is only by day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshiv B'din. Sorry? When something occurs, it's different than all other days. Shabbos is, the Mura is Shabbos, the happening.